and Dharma friends. Today I'm going to share a very short story. It's from the Jataka Tales. Chupa Pusa Siku Xiang Yan Kowe Fasi Kowe Fatyao Kamet Le Wasong Jai Tong Lady Fan Hyong Hai Yako Kusai Hai Chong Jataka Tales Godo Lega Jataka Tales Yaiwa Sakya Mauni Fat Chin Sai Gadi Kusi
Chupa Pusa Siku Xiang Yan Kowe Fasi Kowe Foyo Abi Tuofo今天我要跟大家分享的是一个很短的故事，它是从本生经佛陀的本生经来的。本生经就是讲佛陀在过去生的故事。
Long ago, in the hills of the Himalayas near a lotus pool, the Buddha was once born as a baby elephant. He was a magnificent elephant, pure white with feet and face.With feet and face the color of coral. His trunk gleamed like a silver rope, and his ivory tusks curled up in a long arc.
就是释迦牟尼佛过去在过去时是一个小的小的像。那他是那个还是小象呢，在喜马拉雅山上。那他这个小象呢，长得非常的好看。他的那个象牙呢是非常的轻，然后有。他的
silver color，
他的鼻子是银色的。
从前呢就响印度喜马拉雅最高嗰啲山一座山嗰度咧，就响个山下咧就有一个莲花池，就佛陀咧嗰阵嗰世咧就系、是、出身咧就系、是、一个小白象，佢咧就系好华美嘅。就白色白雪雪，就佢嘅脚咧，同埋佢嘅脚板咧，同埋个面咧，就红粉飞飞。就佢嘅象鼻咧，就好似嘅银色嘅绳咁样。就佢嘅象牙咧，就白雪雪，就弯得好靓嘅。
我再补充，我再补充一下，就它的脚跟，因为它是白色的，所以很漂亮。它脚呢，跟脸呢，就白得像银色一样的。
He followed his mother everywhere. He plucked the she plucked the mother plucked the tenderest leaves and sweetest mangoes from the tall trees and gave them to him. First you, then me.
佢咧呢、這个小白象咧，就成日都系咁样跟住个妈妈象，妈妈象去边佢就去边。咁咧就佢个妈妈咧，妈妈象咧，佢咧就会响个树上高高树上嗰度咧，就摘嗰啲最嫩嗰啲叶，摘嗰啲最甜嘅芒果嚟俾个小白象。佢就话：你先啦。先去逗我。
那个小白象呢，整天就是跟着妈妈。那妈妈也对他非常的好。那在那个芒果树上呢，他就摘下的芒果，他就摘最嫩最嫩的叶子，最好吃最好的芒果给这个小白象。那就跟他讲说：“你先吃，然后再来就是我吃。”
She bathed him in the cool lotus pool among the fragrant flowers.Drawing the sparkling water up in her trunk, she sprayed him over the top of his head and back until he shone. Then filling his trunk with water, he took careful aim and squirted a perfect geyser right between his mother's eyes. Without blinking, he squirted him back and back and forth. They squirted
each other gleefully and have fun.
媽媽象呢就跟她去沖涼，就去哪裡沖涼啊？就是在那個蓮花池那裡，那些水呢就很清的，那些花，那些蓮花呢，那些浸浸的清香味。那啊，媽媽象呢就會用她那個象鼻就吸那些水，就噴落個小白象的頭，噴落去嗰、那個背脊嗰度，噴洗到咧就乾乾淨淨，就立立令。呢、這個小白象咧，又跟住個媽媽又係咁樣啜咗一啲水，就同個媽媽玩咯，就噴落個媽媽嘅眼嘅額頭嗰度，啱啱嘅眼中嗰度。咁樣咧，個媽媽又噴翻，咁啊，佢哋兩個咧就玩得好開心嘅。
那妈妈呢也帮这个小象呢洗澡，他就放在莲花池上面，那莲花的清香，然后他就用笔那他的那个象鼻呢装满水呢喷在那个小象的头啊身体上，把它洗得干干净净的。那小象呢他也用学他妈妈一样把它吸了一些水呢就喷到他母亲上，但是他喷到了他母亲的眉间那边，所以就喷到他妈妈的眼睛。那他妈妈也会同样的动作呢喷回去，所以两个呢就在莲花池里面玩。
Then they rested in the soft muck with their trunks curled together. In the deep shadows of the afternoon,The mother elephant rested in the shade of a rose apple tree and watched her son romp and frolic with the other baby elephants.
洗到乾淨啦，佢哋呢就一齊去到嗰啲嗰啲草，好厚草好軟熟嘅地方嗰度，就攣埋一齊就休息瞓覺，瞓晏覺啊。到又晏啲嗰陣時咧，就媽媽象咧就會響個蘋果樹腳嗰度休息，個小白象咧就會同其他嗰啲小象咧就一齊玩啦。
那洗完澡以後呢，他們就會在一個很厚很舒服的草地上呢睡覺。那再過一陣子呢，他媽媽呢就會在蘋果樹下面休息睡。那小白象呢就跟其他的小象一起玩。
The little elephant grew and grew until he was the tallest and strongest young bull in the herd. And while he grew taller and stronger, his mother grew older and older. Her tusks were yellow and broken, and in time she became blind.
个小白象咧就系、是、咁样嘅情况嗰度长大啦，佢一字大一字高，一字大一字高，又威猛啦，变咗又高大威猛嘅白象啦。嗱，佢而家就高大威猛白象，妈妈又会点咧？妈妈咧就越嚟越老啦，又老，佢嘅象牙咧就越嚟越黄。又崩，个眼越嚟越蒙，蒙到结果佢都盲埋。
那这个小白象呢，慢慢的长大了，所以它呢变成会越来越越来越高，越来越大，非常的壮大，很威猛。那妈妈呢就越来越老，那牙齿也变黄了，那也破掉了，那再加上眼睛越来越蒙了。到最后他的妈妈的眼睛也瞎了。
The young elephant plucked the tenderest leaves and sweetest mangoes from the tall trees and gave them to his dear old blind mother. Guess what he said? First you, then me.
个高大威猛白象高大威猛啦，佢咧就可以摘
嗰啲最靓嘅树叶，响高树嗰度都可以摘到最靓嘅树叶，最靓嘅最甜嘅芒果啦。伸手去就俾佢嘅年老嘅妈妈像，佢点讲啊？你先啦，跟手先到我。
那这个小长大的这个小白象，因为他又高大威猛啊，所以他就可以在那个很高的那个芒果树上呢，摘到那个最嫩的叶子，那最甜美的芒果给他妈妈。那他呢？你猜他跟他妈妈说什么？就像他妈妈以前说的，他你先吃，我再拿。
He bathed her in the cool lotus pool among the fragrant flowers.Drawing the sparkling water up his trunk. He sprayed her over the top of her head and back until she shone. Then they rested in the soft muck with their trunks curled together. In the deep shadows of the afternoon, the young elephant guided his mother to the shade of a rose apple tree. Then he went roaming with the other elephants.
然后呢，他就会帮他母亲呢洗澡，然后也是在很清香的莲花池上呢帮他母亲洗澡，用他的象鼻吸的水呢，在他母亲帮他母亲从头到尾呢洗得很干净，然后又在很柔软的草地上休息，然后再把他母亲带到那个苹果树下，然后他就跟其他的象呢一起。
佢咧就同佢嘅妈妈咧就冲凉，又系响嗰个莲花池嗰度，好香好清香嗰度冲凉，一样咁样喷嗰啲水，同佢嘅妈妈洗头洗身，洗到佢立立灵。跟手佢哋一齐咧就去嗰啲草地嗰度，好软熟嘅草地嗰度休息。咁晏啲啦，佢咧就。带佢个妈妈咧，就去个苹果树脚嗰度休息，跟手佢自己咧就同其他啲象咧就周围行。
One day, a king was hunting and spied the beautiful white elephant.
What a splendid animal!I must have him to ride upon.
有一日呢，有一个国王就去打猎，无意中就见到呢个大高大威猛嘅白象，佢就想到话，佢想骑呢只咁高大威猛嘅白象。
有一天呢，国王去打猎。那某人看到这只大象，高大威猛的大象，他看了好喜欢，他就想说啊，我一定要骑到这只大象。
So the king captured the elephant and put him in the palace, in the royal stable. He adorned him with silk and jewels and garlands of flowers. He gave him sweet grass.And juicy plums, and filled his trough with pure water.
咁个王个国王咧，就捉咗呢个高大威猛白象，就带咗佢去王宫。哇！就俾佢带丝绸啊，珠宝啊，啲花圈啊，成俾佢最好嘅食。嗰啲好甜嘅草，最靓嘅草，嗰啲果又系最靓嘅果，佢嗰啲水清清嘅水。但系咧，那个高大威猛白象咧，一啲都唔食，一啲都唔饮，佢系咁喊，系咁喊，就整整下就越嚟越瘦啦。
I have to add one more last sentence. Although the king gave him all the good stuff, the young elephant would not eat or drink. He wept and wept,
growing thinner every day.
所以呢，那个国王就把这只大象呢，白大白象呢，抓到宫中皇宫里面去了，给他最好的丝绸珠宝挂在身上，给他最好东西、最好吃的东西、最柔软的草，还有果等等呢，水呢也是最清净的水，这么些好东西呢，但是他这只象呢一点都不吃，他也不喝，就一直在哭。
Noble elephant, said the king, I adorn you with silk and jewels. I give you the finest food and the purest water, yet you do not eat or drink. What will please you?
啊，个国王咧就啊，都唔知点搞啦。佢就话啊，八将，我俾你最好嘅丝绸、珠宝、大。给你最好的食物，给你最漂清水，你都一点都又不吃又不喝，你怎样才会开心呢？
那国王就跟那个大象讲了，说我给你最好吃的东西，最好的最好的用的东西，还有水呢是最清净的，我都不知道到底要用怎么样你才愿意才高兴。
The young elephant said, Silk and jewels, food and drink do not make me happy. My blind old mother is alone in the forest with no one to care for her. Though I may die, I will take no food or water until I give some to her first.
咁个大高大威猛嘅白象就话啦，佢话。这些丝绸、这些珠宝、这些食物和饮品不会给我开心的，我的年老妈妈孤零零响的树林那里又没有人照顾她，虽然我会死，但是如果我不给她吃先饮先，我都不会吃不会饮。
这个高大威猛的白象就告诉国王说，我虽然有这些漂亮的丝绸，有珠宝，还有好吃的东西，但是这没有办法让我开心，因为我有个年老的母亲在树林下没有人照顾，如果我不能让她先吃，我是绝对不会吃的。
The king was very movedIt is not right to keep this young elephant in chains.
这个国王呢就真的很感动。他想，我不应该困这个白象。跟着他就放了他了。
那国王听得非常感动，他想说我不应该把这只白象呢绑起来，所以呢他就放他走。
So the king freed the young elephant. Free, the young elephant raced through the hills looking for his mother. He found her by the lotus pool. There she lay in the mud, too weak to move. With tears in his eyes, he filled his trunk with water and sprayed the top of her head and back until she shone.
咁样，而家高大威猛白象咧放咗出嚟啦，佢就急急脚就去揾佢个妈妈啦，佢就去嗰、那个山脚嗰度，佢嘅莲后尾揾到佢嗰阵时咧，就见到佢妈妈响个莲花池边，响嗰啲泥板嗰度瞓喺度，都冇乜气力喐。白象眼湿湿咁样，就用佢嘅鼻抽啲水，就喷落佢嘅妈妈嘅身度，同佢嘅妈妈冲凉，同佢喷到佢干干净净。
那那个白象被放出来以后，他就很急急忙忙的去找他的母亲，所以就在莲花池旁边看到他的母亲。他母亲在莲花池已经太虚弱了，更没法动，没有力气，所以呢，白象就用他的鼻子的抽水，那在他母亲身上洗得很干净。
啊，佢妈妈话，系唔系落雨啊？是不是我的兒子回來我身邊啊？ Is it raining? The mother asked. Or is it my son who is returning to my side?
那他的母亲 就讲说，现在是下雨了吧？还是我的母亲回来了？我的儿子回来了。
It is your very own son, he cried. The king has set me free.
个白象说，是你的儿子啊，个国王已经放了我出来了。
那个白象就说，是你的儿子，那个国王已经放我回来了。
As he washed her eyes, a miracle happened. Her sight returned.So, she says, may the king be as happy as I am today.
这样呢，高大威猛白象呢，就跟他妈妈洗眼，洗身，洗眼，有个奇迹出现，妈妈的眼看到嘢喎，你话个妈妈系咪好开心啊？佢开心到佢响度嚟讲嗌，佢话我希望嗰个国王都好似我而今日咁开心，因为我个仔翻咗嚟。
那个大白象呢又帮母亲洗眼睛，可奇迹发生了，他母亲的视力恢复了，所以母亲非常的开心。那他就说了，他说。我希望我这么开心啊，那个国王跟我一样同样的那么开心。
The young elephant then plucked the tenderest leaves and sweetest mangoes from a tree and gave them to her. First you, then me.
高大威猛的白象跟手呢就在高树那里就摘最嫩的葉，最甜的芒果就給個媽媽了，你先吧，先去到我。
然后大白象呢 就到那个芒果树上呢去捡个最嫩的嫩葉，还有最甜美的芒果给他母亲，然后说了，你先拿，然后我再拿。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。